Moru
in my eyes, yeah, Jamie Sell.
Because
I would have made money off
that. Yeah. You were going to sell it, right? He probably, you just look like someone that's going to sell it. That's why I didn't give it to you. He probably gave it to some kid and you're like, hey.
I don't want to see him on the field ever again. Yeah, I don't even want to see him at the tuck shop getting a sausage roll.
No. Shout out to you, Asa. Blake Laurie, here you go.
Blake Laurie.
These are the names he mentioned.
Blake Laurie,
cuz. Looks a
little bit
like
Blake. Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey. Like, comment, subscribe, share, do everything you gotta do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, do you wanna move out of my camera, bro? Wanna move out of my frame, bro?
Bro, yeah, everybody just clicked off.
Just turned off right now because of flexing.
Everybody just turned, closed window, all right, change app.
Everyone just left. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. I'm Sui. I'm with Mr. Farid, Fred, Hectic Fred, the Tomb Raider.
Sure, cuz.
The one that just lost Bilmo's territory, cuz, to Hello Sports. I'm very, very shattered. We'll get into that.
Relax, cuz, relax. I've got a theory.
All right, we'll get into it when I ask you about it, right? Because we have someone to introduce.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, now I got a lot of stick. A lot of Dragons fans I'm friends with. Family members, they tell me, I don't watch your thing because you're too biased. You know how Dragons fans hate us. But I said, there's always time in the world. And there's a time and place for peace and love. There is that moment in life where you just need to, you know, love each other, brother. You know what I mean? So I got a Dragons fan on who you probably know him from his screen of Jinding on the thing. Mr. Chris, ahlo sahlo. How you going, my brother? How you going? All right, everything's going good. It's nice to finally meet you. Fred's, we're both J-Dub Shredder because I've been waiting like 2 weeks to lock this in. I love your videos, bro. The Manush ones and the Magas in the morning. Appreciate on TikTok.
It, the Dubkes, bro.
The Dubke one.
As we might just break
how am I going to buy a house?
And a wedding is so expensive.
Proceeds to have one, as you should. Yeah. How you been, all right, my brother?
Yeah, good, man.
How's everything? Good. How's content? How's life?
Content is fun. Life is fun. Life is expensive. Yeah. Things are stressful and the Dragons suck. So, yeah. We're not looking good at the moment, but there's always
I remember the celebrations that started because before they versed us, it was the Melbourne Storm. Was it the Melbourne Storm at home? Clapping and then, you know, reality check. But now we're here to speak about all this good stuff with some good footy heads. First things first, boys, I'm going to speak about the Bulldogs. Now, you're like almost a Bulldog supporter. I've seen that video. Almost.
He has the shirt.
Listen, cuz, I love you and everything, but don't convert, cuz. You got to stick staunch with your Dragons, brother.
Yeah, he likes being depressed.
I don't blame him because loyalty sometimes gets you depressed.
Hey, just remember 2010 or 2004.
I know.
Just remember that.
But who wins in a game? The 2004 squad definitely does.
100%.
Yeah, good team. Boys, let's speak about the Bulldogs. Humbling result, actually, the other day. I went to the game against Manly. Honestly.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went to the game.
I didn't know you went.
Yeah, I was just like in and out, bro. I was the bandwagon fan that we're talking about.
Did you leave at halftime?
I stayed to the end. Honestly, I wanted to leave because I wasn't in the right mood. To be honest, if you're not about the game, something else. But I'm just like, I'll just stay on, bro.
Because we stayed till 66 Newcastle. Yeah. Remember that? So now we're just, what's the point of leaving any game early, bro?
Yeah, you're not going to test my loyalty, brother. Yeah, we're there 66 nil. Yeah. Wallah, we're like, we stayed till the booze went, cuz. Waited for the booze to finish.
Because we stayed until Karaz got his try disallowed with like 30 seconds left.
We celebrated that like it was a great one.
Yeah, and it got no try. Yeah, yeah.
That was bad, bro. That was bad.
Wallah, that was bad.
That was embarrassing.
Boys, humbling result. And we're going to lose a lot of players from this. We're losing Jerry. We're losing Burden. But speak about the game first. Me, my personal opinion, I think Manly were the better side. I missed the first try. I was getting something from inside. And I heard cheering and celebrating. And I was like, oh. I have this thing in sports, right? When you score first, I feel like you get complacent and then things start to happen. And I don't know if that happened on the day, but we just didn't look like cool. We didn't look like what we've looked like all season. So, Fred, you watched it. You watched it with the Hello Sports boys.
Watched them back as well.
How was it? What did you take out of it?
You know what? I saw a lot of good. I think, and the fact that Serrado said it's a very easy fix, the things that went wrong, and it really was. They did the same sort of thing over and over and over again. It kept working for like a 15-minute, especially the start of the second half. Like, they did the same thing, the same play over and over, Garrick again. Like, Garrick was just nicking Sherry in the second half.
You can just tell exactly what
was happening. The first half, Sherry honestly got one up. He was giving Garrick a real hard time. Then, honestly, Garrick deployed this new defensive scheme where he just let Sherry run past him, and he'll just clobber his legs every time. And then, but I really liked our willingness to spread the ball. I didn't really like our defensive intensity. We sort of did lose that battle in the middle.
I told Tom
the whole time, I'm worried about Prisca.
Prisca, he was like unbelievable. Prisca
literally ate us alive. He's been unbelievable all season, but not a lot of people are paying him any mind.
Because he's not paying Haas, that's probably why.
But he is an absolute gun, cuz, and he pumped us big time. And that's our problem. Like when I said, Manly sort of have the recipe to beat us. They've got a very big pack, but they are sort of mobile as well. Like Nathan Brown came off the bench, was a real trouble for us.
Oh, bro, he was like, he was testing the line. So he was tempting the line so bad, bro. And he just got the better.
Well,
like,
he's a psycho.
He's a psycho. And you know what's funny? They read him off. Like, I remember him, people were like, no one really wanted him anymore. Mm. Then, like, I think, who did he go to after Para? It was somewhere, bro. It wasn't Manly, was it?
He went from Para to Manly.
Did he? Straight there? Okay. Yeah. Well, I remember Para not giving him
a chance. Roosters.
Went to the Roosters. Yeah, Roosters. That's right. Mm. And then everyone was really like, I thought, bro, why don't we sign him? You know what I mean? The Bulldogs or even the Dragons taking a gamble on him would have been good.
Because the thing is, he's undersized for the position he's playing now. Like, I don't think he can. A lot of teams don't want him to play lock, but he's a small prop. But what he lacks in size, he makes up for in mongrel.
Big heart.
Yeah. I don't want him with the Dogs, but just because half the team. I know the. He's had beef with like half of this team, bro.
He's had beef with everyone.
It's like he's a player that you hate unless it's on your team.
Oh, yeah. If he's on my team, I love him, bro.
He just hasn't been on my team ever. So that's probably why I've just had enough of him.
I still have a soft spot for him, bro.
He's a tough player, bro. He's tough. Like, it's good to watch. I think he's like Bunty. He's like little short Bunty.
I love your Bunty.
Yeah, Bunty. He just runs at you. He doesn't care who's in front of you, bro. All right. But there was a lot to like. Little bit to dislike, but it's the sole fact that Serrado has come in. He said it's an easy fix. Plus, we didn't have Critter.
Mm.
And I think Critter is a big loss because of what he offers in the game and what he offers to the team in terms of leadership.
Even defensively, man. Defensively, a lot of it would have been solved if Critter was in the team. Yeah. Even high balls or like trying to get the short drop out. All things like that, I think Critter would have been very, very good for us in the game.
Yeah, but I'm sort of starting to, like, if I had to think of one player that sort of really just didn't look right, it was Jamin Salmon. And it started, and he hasn't looked right at all really this season, except for when he versus the Dragons and scores two tries.
I've never understood why he's getting more game time than the likes of Preston. Preston came off twice in that game.
Yeah.
For me, the middle, they ran straight through you guys. Where yous were attacking on the left-hand side, yous killed him, right? When he kept going to the left, going straight through all the time. For me, honestly, you're probably going to disagree, but I think your weakest link, there's two players. It's Salmon and Adokar. I'm going
to
say it here.
Yeah, a lot of Dragons fans don't seem to agree with that Adokar. I get it, because in defense, it's a bit of a reliability. But he's been better, bro. Like, I remember last year.
Yeah, he's like, better than last year.
Last year it wasn't.
But Sherry's making him look a lot better this year. Sherry, I reckon, has been one of the most underrated. I'm still surprised with how good he's going.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting.
Man,
he's only going to get better too.
I wasn't a fan, bro.
I've been on operation, convince everybody that Sherry's a good player from the first game he played.
Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Helen. Every game. It's all Helen comes. And unfortunately, Helen used all her magic on Sherry and none of the Dragons players. The whole Dragons team goes to Sherry, to Helen.
And no one thanks her, maybe. That's what it is.
Sherry doesn't thank them. She thanks Bronson. But Kaz, like, he has been getting better every game. But I think Adokar was probably one of the better players in attack, at least for our team. And everything, three of our tries went through him.
I think it's a gamble that we take with Adokar.
Yeah.
Like, you got to sacrifice a bit of defense for that unbelievable try or that like X factor speed that you just can't get from anyone else in a team.
There's no substitute for it, right?
It's like Sloane. I know a lot of Dragons fans aren't fans of, they're not really like, they don't really like Sloane that much, but sometimes because he can turn a game around in the flick of it, he can just.
Don't beat Melbourne without Tyrell Sloane. It's that simple, like in my opinion.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't lose 9 games without Sloane.
So we'll get to the Dragons.
We'll get to the Dragons too, because I actually like Sloane, and I have my, and I feel like he gets a bad rap, especially about all these defense. Mm-hmm. I think your defensive problems, that he's one of the last things you probably need to worry about defensively. For some reason, like when we get to the Dragons,
let us go.
The thing that the Dogs do well is the kick chase, the line speed. It's just not what they do. They don't do that, and that's why. Where they are, where we're at.
I don't think he's a fit enough either, bro. To be honest with you, I don't think like that's why I really like Shane Flanagan. I wanted him at the Dogs before Serraldo, but I just don't think that he doesn't. I don't think he has his players yet, and yous aren't fit enough because, bro, yous are good for half an hour and then it's like
100%.
Or yous are good in the end. You know what I mean? It's just it's very 100%.
Weird. But Manly had honestly, I think they played their best game of football. They completed like 90-95% like this game. Mm. their attack was so smooth and silky. It's like they really came to play. Tommy Turbo was as dangerous as he's ever been.
DCE,
really.
Man.
Like,
DCE, bro.
Like, bro, the thing
well,
that,
I hate him. I love him and hate him.
Brooks had the best game.
Brooks had a better. One of Brooks's best games. Yeah. That ball to Carl Lawton was just crazy. I had.
You didn't think it was forward?
Nah.
Nah?
No, no. I think the referees did a spectacular job. Personally, a lot of people were whinging.
A lot of penalties, a lot of set restarts. The thing is that we cop a lot of set restarts that we shouldn't, and we should get something in return. Where, be fair,
they always make it even because the set restarts we were giving out was because we couldn't keep up. At the end of the day, because we struggle because we're undersized, we struggle to get players on their back. Mm. We struggle to slow down the play of the ball, and then. They'll have four really quick play the balls, and we'll really try to stifle that momentum by slowing it down, and that's when they call it. And the leg pulls. We give away way too many leg pulls. The leg pull thing, it's like an epidemic. The leg pull and the offload within our 15 meters on fourth tackle.
Oh, but that gives me anxiety.
All right, cuz, like this is like an it's like a disease in the team. But it's
the same spot, yeah.
It's like there's a script that says, okay, kick out or Karaz 40 meter line, offload the ball on fourth tackle. It's like, it didn't even go wrong last week, but it's gone wrong the weeks prior.
Yeah.
All right, kick out went like four games in a row where he made a offload in the same spot on the same tackle.
As soon as he gets there, he's like, deploy offload.
Yeah. He's like, if he doesn't offload the ball in 20 minutes, he's going to lose. All right, but yeah, look, Manly played really well, but I do see a lot of good. All right, and I think if that try. It was an obstruction. Because in my opinion, it was soft because it was this much of an obstruction. But that little obstruction is why Kiko was even able to go underneath Olakau'atu in the first place. Because he was rushing to make up for the time that he lost because Sherry was in the way. And because he's rushing, I actually don't think he would have scored.
Nah,
but even if he would have scored, at the end of the day, the way they've been calling it 90% of the time.
No, I don't have a problem with it. The only thing I have a problem with, we speak about this every single week. Just be consistent, bro. Well, if you want us to be, you want to do black and white, we'll do black and white. You want to do colourful rainbows, we'll do colour. Just give us something.
But they've confirmed that they're revamping the whole thing. Yeah.
That's what they have to do. That's what they have to do,
there's
going to
be more problems next year. Because they're gonna make some rule that's some like outright, but they're gonna but the rule book will say it. The rule book.
Revamping is reworking the rule book from this to this.
I get it.
You gotta make it easier for these referees to referee the game.
Because how can 100% of people that watch the games call what they can see, but the bunker sees something different?
I don't know.
Well, what are we missing?
I don't know.
It's because there are so many rules that a lot of people, look, to be fair, a lot of people that watch NRL only watch their team, right?
Mm.
So they don't really know all of the rules and they can't, it's my mom can't keep track of the rules they put in. My dad watched every game of rugby league, he couldn't keep track.
Mm.
I had to explain them to him. And so the bunker knows the rules, but because there's so many rules in the game that I feel like it's hard for them to track them and to call everything properly.
Usually it's the most like simple rule. Like let's say, for example, a forward pass, right? They can go back two sets back and say, listen, this guy's put a high tackle, send him off. You can't call the most deliberate forward pass.
I'm the forward pass technology is
I was watching
the 2005 Origin series yesterday, cuz. Mm. Do you know how there was three tries that were disallowed from forward passes from video ref?
Oh well.
Because they could do it back then. And I'm like, far, if this was still in the game. If there were ones that were tight and you just say, like, cuz, I can't call it.
You let it go.
Yeah, I get that. Because
that would fix that would make the game so much better. Yeah. How the f*** is Stone Street scoring against you last week? How is he scoring off a 3 meter forward? He didn't know whether he was waiting around to stick the tongue out. He was looking at the ref's flag
I think I'm sus, cuz.
Because all they got to do is just allow them to check the last part. We're not asking you to check every single pass leading 100%. Up to the try. The last pass, if it's deliberately forward, take it off.
I think if it's in that play, they should be able to call it. They literally look at everything. For sure, they can see that there are some blatant forward passes.
Yeah.
I think the game's gotten worse since they got. I don't think anybody asked them to stop ruling on forward passes, but it's those ones that because like it's hard. Like if you go with the referee's call, like if it's a flat board, it looks 50-50, but the ref called no try, well, yeah. I give it to him.
I think
that benefit of the doubt going to whatever the ref thinks, I think that's been a really good change to the game than always going to the attacking team. Because back in the day, it used to be whatever, if you can't call it, it's a try. I actually think some of the changes they made are good, but this disruptor,
Well, they've sucked the disruptor. That's gone.
No, it's gone, anymore. But then all of a sudden it's made a comeback again. Only when in crucial moments, in crucial games, there's a disruptor.
Yeah, it's the rule book's too big. They got to sort it out.
They called it last in the Dogs game, I'm pretty sure, with Olakau'atu and shit. Like,
oh, okay.
It makes an appearance.
Yeah, they did, the first try.
It makes an appearance. Nah, it was a hit on Adar Carr.
Okay, maybe I'm.
But in the corner. Because I was at the game. You had the game, yeah. I watched it 2 times now, you know. But at the end of the day, I just think forward pass tech will definitely help. But I'm always going to give a shout out to the rest, when I think they did a good job.
100%.
I think they did a good job. And it was Ashley Klein and Jared Sutton, for fuck's sake.
You think they did a good job? That's my next question.
Wallah, I think they did a good job.
You think Tommy Turbo didn't deserve the bid?
For what?
For whatever he did on, I can't remember who was running.
Because at no point did I think that Tommy Turbo should have gone to the bin. Because I've watched it twice. I still don't know what they're talking about.
He grabbed the player without the ball who's running to score the try.
Oh, when Sherry made the break?
Like, he should have... We got... And the thing is, right? I'm a Bulldogs fan, okay? I got sent screenshots. Reid Money was offside in the kick, okay? So if we're going to really make the right decision, then it's a penalty Manly because Money's offside.
But is he within 10 metres of the thing?
Yeah, it was close. It was like a 30-metre, 20-metre kick, whatever, that were there. Anyway, he was offside. Then they just go and call penalty on Tommy, which if you're going to penalise Tommy, it's a sin bin. It's like the guy tackled him without the ball, wallah. What more do you want of a professional foul?
Yeah.
If someone holds down someone an extra second, and they're allowed to hold, you're allowed to hold down. Nah, it's a sin bin. So there's that thing I think they didn't do very good with.
I think at no point from what I've watched, and I watched it twice, I didn't think anyone should have gone to the bin.
Oh, well, that's fair. I remember being there, I was just outraged. Because I was like, bro, how the hell?
Because you're sick. There with 50,000 people being outraged.
No, but I was actually sitting with a lot of Manly fans, but I was just like, bro, no, because all day it's a bin, bro.
Inconsistencies every week. That's the problem.
Look, I got my theory, cuz. It's similar to what Parramatta did to them in 2009, cuz. If you know you can potentially be versing this team, would you show all your cards? At the end of the day, the game isn't 100% meaningful, because if we win next week, we're fifth anyway, regardless of what happens, right? So, voila, I think Manly were showing off everything, and they were playing perfect, and they were pulling off all these low-key, I wouldn't be surprised if Serraldo is like, if we lose this game, who cares?
Yeah.
We'll get him in a couple of weeks.
Kick back, boys, you know what I mean?
Because now we don't have Burton and Sherry, the odds are not in our favour. You know, Cowboys versus another weakened team again. Mm-hmm. All right, but...
I think to that, there's a couple of things you need to look at. Yeah, he may be thinking, you know, strategically long-term.
Mentality-wise.
Let's say, for example, you lose this week. Cowboys win, Manly win. You then versus Manly at Brookvale, or whatever their stadium
is. Which is tough.
That's a tough game. I know. They do say that Turbo is playing.
Yeah, Turbo will play.
He's ruled out.
No, he's not ruled out for game one.
He torn his... they said that... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Curran has. So they just give him a needle and he plays.
He's all good.
So you go from playing at a core home stadium, right?
Which is hectic. But fans, this, that.
Brookvale.
Yeah. But potentially. I know. I'm just saying, a long shot... I wouldn't put it past Serraldo to have come up with something. Because I've been listening to what Tim Manor was saying about that game.
And the coach, I
think you remember, it would have been 2009, right?
Yeah.
You versed them the week before. And then you knew you were versing them in the next one.
First final. As well, yeah?
Yeah,
first.
Brian Smith said nothing. He literally threw the game. He didn't go through no film. I know Serraldo's not doing that. But I reckon Serraldo's thinking... All right, whatever happens, like I don't put it past Serraldo to say, well, we're going to beat him at Suncorp. Brookie, 4-point stadium. All right, I know he has full confidence in the team. Right,
it could be, man.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised.
Or what could happen is Dragons beat Canberra. Dolphins and Newcastle draw. And Dragons.
We got Chris involved.
The Dogs.
Well, they have to draw.
They have to draw.
That'll be the craziest.
Because you're not beating us.
Because people are going to get bashed.
And I'm going to explain to you why I literally at no point in both games that I think we're going to even remotely lose. Because I know. Yeah, we'll leave enough for the Dragon segment. Okay, leave it. Because I know what their issue is.
Okay, we'll speak about that.
Yeah. Good job, Manny.
I just think.
Good job.
I just think that I was saying this to everyone. I would rather lose now.
You get me?
I would rather be humbled now. Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. Because we've been winning games. Like, I know there's games we've been pumping everyone, whatever. But there's games where, bro, we scrape by.
Mm.
And, like, it's nail biting. Because I went to 2 field goal games in a week, in a row, in the same week.
Burdens and things.
And when you're going to verse the big dogs, because when you're going to verse the big teams who know how to Penrith and Melbourne, you got to have, like, you got to have some lessons before to be like, all right. You got to be fully equipped before you go there. So I just think that the loss is good.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it in a positive way.
I think we're going to lose this week too, cuz.
Yeah, I think we're going to lose this week.
I think we're going to lose this week too.
I don't think by a lot, but I think we'll lose this week.
I have friends that think, no way, because Cowboys have been getting, they've been learning lessons, but they've been winning. Because I cannot believe Melbourne nearly beat them. I cannot believe their B team nearly beat them.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
You'd rather finish fifth, bro. You're either going to get Newcastle or you're going to get Dolphins.
No, it's
a lot better than coming up against Cowboys or Manly. Bro.
Yeah, Cowboys are better.
It's two caliber.
Yeah,
teams.
No, I know. You but know? I really wanted fourth because I actually want to see how we go against Melbourne because we versed them early in the year.
Yeah, second chance.
And while even Bellamy said we're the better team that game. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they had Munster, Pappenhausen, that everyone, bro. Mm. You know what I mean? But like fifth place, I'd rather verse Dolphins or Knights
100%
because I know we'll beat those teams.
Yeah,
like the. But I think the Dolphins will be a bit hard to beat
in the finals.
Well, I'm scared of Wayne Bennett. Cuts.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, like, that done to Brisbane was a shock.
Yeah, that's
me,
crazy.
Bro. I wasn't expecting that. Because Brisbane have that team, bro. You don't want to verse Brisbane.
That's what I said. I'm like, I hope Brisbane don't make it because Brisbane, they could flick the switch. I don't trust them.
Brisbane and opposing crowds do not mix well.
They're not good, eh?
Because, Walla, every time they verse an opposing crowd, they get nicked, bro.
It was at Suncorp,
they lost, but I'm saying if they made the finals, I'm not scared because they do not perform well when the crowd is against them. They only perform well at home and at Suncorp.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They were doing well in the grand final, but the grand final is always sort of neutral. You know what I mean? Everybody travels, right? But
because they lost to greatness.
That's basically
they lost to Barcelona and United
in the Champions League finals. That's like, well, we lost to Messi, cause you know what I mean.
it's like Liverpool when they came back against Barcelona.
Yeah,
you just can't hack it.
Sometimes it's
written in the stars, cause you know what I mean. But the reason why I'm so confident we'll beat whoever is, if we do finish fifth and we do win this week, I think it's gonna be hard without Burden. If we had Burden. And I don't know why he's not playing. I got a category two.
It's really stood him.
Yeah,
but so I think Serraldo's rested. Well, I personally think Serraldo's rested.
He hasn't really had that much rest this season, yeah, so yeah, I wouldn't blame him.
Before the finals, let the bloke rest a bit.
Drew Hutchison's time to shine.
Yeah, bro. I want to say big Hutch lad in, you know what I mean? The Corolla.
the Yaris, bro. I don't want to talk.
Because we can't even meet him anymore because he's going to have something against us.
The Yaris.
Boys, Chard Try of the Week. The Bulldog segment's done. We're going to speak about everything else that happened this week. But before we do that, Chard Try of the Week. I'm going to start off. I don't know how to say his name, but I read it down here as soon as I seen it because I loved it. The Melbourne guy, Lissari, when he made that little line break, almost tripped over and just went all the way. Big fella.
Yeah, at the end of the game.
That one, I was like, yep, I got that.
Well, that's one of the best first tries you'll see, bro. That's his first try. That's for a big guy doing that, bro.
I loved it, bro. And I think that, that's my try of the week. Chris, what's yours, bro?
There was around 3,000 tries in the Dragons game.
One of them had to be good.
It was Ben Hunt's little chip and chase where Sloane went through. As much as I'm not really a fan of Sloane, his attacking speed is amazing. Like that's where he peaks. He's amazing in attack, defense. He's a liability, but the way that he just ran around the fullback, Gutherson wasn't even there. So
he's fun to watch, man. He's fun to watch. Yeah, Sloane.
He's a good player. I'm not gonna say he's not a good player. Attacking, I think he's great, but defensively, he's amazing.
I think players like that, you have to carry them, bro. Because they carry you, like you
so
know.
So I'd
mean?
Rather put Sloane on the wing next year and leave Holmes number one. That's what I'm hoping that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Holmes at fullback.
Flanagan does.
Yeah, I think he'll do that. I don't think you got Val Holmes to play centre.
We got Val Holmes also to kick. You got to remember that.
Because you don't have no backup. They don't got no backup.
No Lomax now.
Valentine Holmes is like Sloane, exactly the same as Sloane. He's got defensive issues everywhere.
Yeah, he's better than Sloane, but.
He's better than Sloane.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's Sloane's better.
He gets run over. That's his problem. But if you look at the games that we've lost and how many tries we've conceded because of Sloane, I know you're an advocate for him. I love him in attack. There's a reason why Flanagan has dropped him. And to be honest with you, if we didn't have the injuries, he wouldn't be in this team right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what Shane said.
Yeah.
But that was before the Melbourne game, and they won the Melbourne game pretty much because of him.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team. Game. I know it's one game.
That's one game where we lost probably 10 games in defense.
Yeah. We're getting off track, boys. I need your try of the week. This is very normal.
One of my try of the week, I'll give it to Tyrone Munro because he's had a lot going on. Like a lot of people wouldn't have played in that situation.
Yeah, that's our next topic, actually. Shout out to Tyrone Munro, yeah, bro.
That's my try of the week, bro.
Because, bro, we're moving on now. Tyrone Munro, I hope I said his name right. For me, that's a soldier performance, bro. Wallah, you don't like lose his mother, right? He lost his mother, and then he lost his uncle like a day or 2 days later. Yeah. You don't lose your mother, first of all, your mother, and just be normal and or just attend the game. And I know a lot of athletes would rather play the game because it probably takes their brain away. But because let's be real, if we lost anyone, it's hard to do anything the next day or the next week. So for him to do that, but he's had two in 1 week, which is, you know, it's insane to even
his
have that
uncle
situation.
Was a big content creator as well. Hamdiga, bro. So
he was very, very funny, bro. Good of the Leba community too, the Hamdiga. Yeah, shout out to them and rest in peace. Hope the family's doing well. We send all our love and our condolences to them. Head up, Tyrone Munro. You're a soldier. You basically carried the Rabbitohs that game, bro. Yeah. It was him that game. So
he bagged the hat trick, didn't he?
I think he scored a double. Yeah. But even him being back at, like, for the Rabbitohs, he's important for the Rabbitohs, bro.
He's been a big loss because of his injuries and
Campbell Graham as
well. And everyone else. You know what I mean? They've had a lot. It's just a write-off year for them and the Broncos and the Eels. Like, you're just missing key players for so long.
Mm.
It's going to be hard to make up for them.
All right, boys. 84 points in one game, right?
28 points in 10 minutes.
44-something.
44-40.
44, no. 44 with 10 minutes to go, right? 44-12 with 10 minutes to go. I believe he's versus Parramatta, right? So use both. I hate use both, right? So this was popcorn footy for me.
Because he was in the group chat. him and the boys were. They had receipts.
We have this Dragons fan. He's unbelievable, bro. Yeah, he's crazy. Wallah, he's too much. That's probably why we hate the Dragons this much. But bro, what the hell happened, Chris? Talk to me because you're watching the game. You're a Dragons fan. Now run me through the emotions from minute one to the end.
Alrighty. So basically, we're watching the game and we're crying. Right, first half is absolutely depressing, right? So, it's to be honest, I wasn't surprised at all. I had a feeling Eels were going to come out. They got nothing to play for. Dragons buckle under pressure. We needed to win against the Dogs. We got slapped. We needed to win against Eels. We got slapped. Right. Second half, they come out. They must have got absolutely nailed by Shane Flanagan. They concede within 30 seconds. They run 100 meters. Right. Game's over. There and then game's over. Paraguay, a couple
heads
over.
Gone too.
That's a I went to the toilet and I came back and they scored two tries in 5 minutes. Yeah, like second half.
What I didn't like was when they kept putting the camera on Hunt was losing it all the players. Ravalawa forgot what football is. He had the worst.
That was the worst first
Johnny,
half.
Come outside, Johnny boy.
This Johnny broke us. Wahid Allah, he was saying he was the best winger in the comp last
year. He was saying he's better than Fox.
Because he was saying he was the best defensive winger in the comp. He said they could see the least amount of. Because this bloke,
he makes good meters.
He was Parramatta man of the match. It was beyond selling, bro. It was like.
Sold.
Because he was match fixing. This was Paul Carriage.
Carriage.
This was Paul Carriage. Because he dropped the ball three times in one half and let in three tries, bro.
That's crazy.
But you got to remember, who scored on him?
Sivo.
Where do they both come from?
Fiji.
Ravalawa definitely gave him a call. So listen, how much you paying on sports before a hat trick?
Like, well, you know what I mean? What
no, it's also because you have no contract next year. That's slack, bro. You're my best friend. Kimbo Slice did him a favour. Because I used to call Ravalawa Kimbo Slice, bro. Because he looks exactly like Kimbo Slice, guys.
10 minutes to go, they just said, you know what, let's just play football. They just started spreading it. But something that we weren't doing the whole game. They just started spreading it and we just went through, straight through. And to be honest with you, Sloan was the mastermind behind everything. Straight through on a number of occasions. Even Fatala Mariner put a grub off.
Oh, that was nice,
I can't
bro.
Believe that, cuz.
That was nice, bro.
When he's doing that, you know there's something wrong is happening.
Yeah. Someone's cooking. The scriptwriters are cooking.
Yeah. The discipline's gone. It's out the window. They said, you know what, let's just have some fun here. So that's basically what happened, man. But they had 4 seconds left. They denied the kick. 4 seconds left. We said, you know what?
You sat down, hey, you're like, oh, let me watch.
Moses actually stood up with Gutherson because they took Gutherson off. They rested the play. They said, you know what? The game's over. 4 seconds to go. Hunt puts a little grubber. Game over. Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
And that's just...
Because, voila, you know what I don't get? Why?
I have a few questions for you as well from a Dragons fan perspective.
Because they're not in the position to be resting players, cuz.
Para?
Parramatta are not in the position to be...
No, but they won the game, so the spoon ball was on.
Rather, put 50 on them. Go into next week with the utmost confidence. Now their confidence has just been absolutely ruined because they just got pissed on 28 points in 10 minutes.
And but, hey, you know what's worse? Because they won the game. Yeah. Which is, it's worse. Like, you won the game.
Yeah, and you 40 points is the highest scoring team that's lost.
Lost. The most points someone's ever scored and lost, but there was another team that put 40 on and lost. Another team put 40 on and lost. I can't remember who, but I think it's tie first.
Oh, yeah?
I think there was another team that did it, but I can't remember draw
at that point, at that scoreboard, like a score?
No, like the... So putting 40 on and losing, there was another team that put 40 on. So it was two teams that did it.
I couldn't break a record,
I think so, but... That was insane, bro. I never thought I'd see that. Like, imagine, can you imagine, like, putting 40 on is crazy. Conceding 40 when you put 40 on is even... And has this is, like, the 10th time that Parramatta have folded, like, 5 leads in the last 5 weeks or so. Like, to them, I thought that was the most insane comeback I've ever seen.
Penrith, yeah.
And then they've done that.
Yeah, that was
crazy. Then that is the most insane comeback I've ever seen.
That's
and they still lost. So knowing that all you had to do is not concede 44 points to the... Parramatta Eels, like half their team's missing.
And you know what's crazy, bro? Depressing. Like you said, you just buckle. And like we'll speak about the Dragons now because like, you just do buckle, bro. Wallah. When I remember the first game we played them this year. I remember you was
12-0.
Or
12-6.
We were winning.
We were winning at half time. And Jacob Little was having a game.
Bro, we were
he was
dominating.
Going through us. And I was like, bro, all this hard work we've been doing. Like, yeah, we have to lose to the Dragons now. 80 passes them on a copper. And then like, you just, I don't know what happens, bro. It's very, very weird. I've got a question for you, Bart, because we had this argument a lot with Bakes, Johnny, and all that. Ben Hunt, what do you think he's worth right now?
Right now? 600,000.
Yeah, not more than that.
No.
So what about last season?
Last season he was worth his 1 million. Right? Yeah. He's worth his 1 million. The problem is Ben Hunt right now, he still doesn't know what he wants to do. Whether he wants to stay, whether he wants to
I don't think he wants to stay, man. That's my next question. Does he want to stay?
See, I think Flanagan has done well, especially with what he's done with Lomax also, right? I think if Flanagan was there last year, Lomax would still be staying, right?
For 100%.
For him to be going to Parramatta after the season that he's had the best season, right, since he's been at the Dragons. He'll win Winger of the Year. I don't think anyone will be.
No.
He's
unbelievable, bro.
He's actually unbelievable.
And I wasn't a fan. Like, I was a fan, but I wasn't really like, he's that guy.
Yeah.
But then before Origin, because there was 2-3 games he played, and I was like, oh, this guy's got to get picked straight out.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't even know. When he was in the centres to start off the game, because I didn't even see him. Like, Shane is actually legitimate when he says he's an average centre. Because it's like, his skill set is so much. And his body type is just made for being a winger.
A lot of flick passes too, man, when he's at centre. I remember well, him and Rava always...
That was the biggest thing because he threw the ball out more than it hit a player.
Yeah, which is not good.
Again, he had Rava Lara on his side.
Yeah. He was the best winger in the comp.
Misinterpretations.
Ben
Hunt, we have this argument a lot with Moses and Ben Hunt. Like, who would you pick? And I know it's easy to say Moses now because it's Moses. Yeah. But, like, I think potential of both their careers, right? Forget grand finals, forget... Like, just as a player, quality-wise, who are you picking? If you know you got them for the next 10 years in their prime, cuz.
In their prime, I'll probably go Ben Hunt.
Really?
Honestly, I'll go Ben Hunt. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but when we had Gareth Widdop and Ben Hunt
that
together,
was not normal.
It was not normal. And if Gareth Widdop didn't get injured, I reckon we could have won the top. There was a year we ended up losing to, I think, Brisbane, or we slapped Brisbane in the semis. No one's seen us coming. But Widdop and Hunt partnership was...
I miss Widdop, man.
In the first round, you pumped him like 38-something, yeah?
And then Widdop got injured and Hunt got injured.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we basically just folded, right? But Widdop-Hunt partnership was like the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Because Gareth...
Gareth Widdop was mad, bro.
Gareth's last 2 years at the Dragons.
He was at Melbourne.
We took him from Melbourne and we just... It was not normal. But his shoulders were his biggest problem.
Yeah. And he went overseas and played after years, yeah. And then he retired.
Because he's from England.
Yeah, he's
from here.
That's right.
But he was a player. I used to love Gareth Widdop, bro.
Yeah. But to be honest, like, you know, with the question, Moses right now is not normal, but look at his injuries also. You know, Hunt is old, bro. He's not young and he's still dominating. I think he's got the most trials this season, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think Drinkwater slowly, it's like right there, neck and neck now.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's caught up, but
I think he's
like this week he could catch up. Like,
you got to remember, Ben Hunt could have the game, he'll still get 2 tries.
Yeah.
Somehow.
But yeah, because you know? He's got the pun. It's like you play FIFA, cuz. You play Ultimate Team. Remember back in the day, the green link chemistry? Cuz Ben Hunt with everyone, it's yellow link, but with Zach Lomax, it's green link. They're just on the same wavelength. 100%. They're just because I seen him playing on TikTok Live, so I knew I could use that reference and understand it.
That duo is
That duo is 13 with try assists, cuz half his try assists is to Zach Lomax.
But I trust Flanagan. I know that he'll bring in some talent. He's got a couple decent signings, a little bit in the older side.
Cool. What's one thing you don't like about Shane Flanagan for the Dragons this year? Just one thing.
To be honest, just the defense, bro. He just hasn't got the defense right. Like we've
You don't question his team selection at all? Well, like Fair Guy Brothers or like...
Oh, horrible. Like,
yeah. He's got no choice.
The end of the day, he made it very clear, and it's a good question. He made it very clear when the reporter said to him, so next week you're going to be dropping players. He goes, where am I going to get the players from? I'm going to go to All-Age A to get some players.
Yeah,
we don't have the players.
They're stretched thin but right now.
The Fair Guy Brothers are not first grade.
They're Adol.
Sloan...
No offense.
Can you believe they re-signed them?
No, they've re-signed one of them.
One of them, and they're talking about the other one. Hola, they're talking on TV about the other one.
Shout out to you, Issa. Blake Laurie, here you go.
Blake Laurie.
These are the names he mentioned
Blake
to me.
Blake Laurie,
cuz. Looks a little bit like Blake
Laurie. No, cuz, have you seen the photo with the bucket hat? The bucket hat with me wearing a bucket hat? It's I saw it. I'm like, bro, that's me. My mate sent it to me. It was in the paper. I'm like, that's me, cuz he's wearing a Dragons bucket hat.
Let me tell you, by far, the worst forward I've seen in 10 years.
This year, he's bad.
This year. Last year,
he was good.
This year, he can't make 2 meters. He disgusts me.
He's the slowest player in the NRL.
He kills me.
He's the slowest player.
He kills me. So,
remember last year, he was on like a try tier, bro. He was scoring like...
He didn't score his career, and he scored three in like four games, bro.
Put money on sports bet. Yeah. Oh, $51, did he tell me?
Yalla, put a hash, bro.
Do you reckon Alex Fowle was putting money on himself? Just chucking a Sandra Tonali, bro?
If he was putting money on himself, he'd be broke, right?
Yeah.
He took...
We're trying to get Max King on the bandwagon. I told Max King, bro, hurry up. He hasn't scored a try yet for us. I don't know if he scored for Melbourne, but for us.
He's a good player, at least.
Yeah. But I was having this argument with Johnny last year. Blake Lowry, Max King. He's like, Max King's below average. I'm not like tooting Max King's horn.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not unbelievable. He's not Payne Haas.
He's solid.
But he's so good. And rugby league isn't about getting X Factor talent and the best of the best everywhere. You need good players around them, bro, to do everything else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And Max King, because we're bad.
Very solid.
Because we're bad last year. Like,
no, because...
We're bad because our pack was like Sbele. Like, we had half a player in Pango Jr. Wallah, he used to play half. He used to go out there in 50%. Chase a tackle, then just forget it. I'll just cash out.
But you need the hard-working players, the guys that like get stuff done. I think he's above solid now, bro. I think he's an actual like great prop.
Yeah, I think that as well. I don't think he's below a great prop. But then I was having this with Blake Laurie. Yeah. I'm like, I don't hate Blake Laurie, but come on, let's be real.
Yeah.
Let us have a conversation because it's not right. The
problem with NRL fans, and to be honest with you, the problem is with most Dragons and Dogs fans is they're one eye. I only see one thing. For me, honestly, I'm completely different.
We can't be like that, but...
Because if my team is I'm going to call them out on it. If they're good, they're good. If
that's the best way to be, but...
Because they deserve... But you talk to some people because they watch another game.
Yeah.
They're watching another game. You got to be real, because...
Chaos Sports from Wish, bro. They're watching...
Blake Laurie last year, I had to admit, I said, you know what? He's having a good year. I never liked him from the start. But this year, because I don't want to see him on that field...
Well, he's worse than he was before last season.
That's right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Chris is not.
I don't want to see him on the field ever again. Yeah, I don't even want to see him at the tuck shop getting a sausage roll.
No, cousin. Look,
I like the villain. I love the villain.
The villain, I love him, but his time's up. And we've just re-signed him for 1 year. His time,
no, I think he's still got a year in him, wallah. Because he didn't play a lot of footy. He missed a lot of footy.
He still has a year in him, but maybe at the Tigers, cuz. Not at the Dragons.
Souths were after him pretty hard, to be honest.
Did he re-sign him at Dragons?
Yeah, 1 year.
One more year. I would have taken him.
He's good. I won't lie. He's a great player. Because for me, I need new energy.
Because you need new heads. He's been there for 10 years, bro.
Yeah, he won't go.
Yeah.
Okay, it is. It's a bit maffin.
We've been rotating the same players because that's the problem. We need a whole... With a new coach, you need a whole new team.
But, and I think he needs his time.
But what you need is what the... Like, the Dogs were able to clear out every 2-3 years because they only signed guys 2-3 years. That's it. Like, you guys, they play good 1 year, you re-sign them for 4 years, bro. You know
Todd
what I mean?
Todd Boehly in that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But then they'd sign 15 wingers, 17 centres, and then they'll have three props on the whole roster.
And we still don't have a good goalkeeper.
And you'll still start Fee Guy.
Yeah. All right. And Fine will still be there. Because here's the thing, right? And this is the big thing that I have. Like, it's not even, I know you guys will come good when you flush out the dead wood. You sign dead wood players, but here's the thing. What are your thoughts on Jacob Little? Do you think he's had a season?
I think it's been amazing.
I think it's been spectacular, right?
I agree.
Yeah, I know what you're going to ask me. Why are we getting caught?
Exactly.
Let me tell you something.
33, how much money is he on? I don't know how much he's on. Is it
about 700? Well, Cook, half of his contract is getting paid regardless by the football clubs.
So, okay, well, that's all right.
You take your pay? Yeah, true. You also need to remember that Little can't play 80 minutes every week.
Yeah, and he gets injured a lot.
That's exactly
so,
right.
But
so
who would you start, but?
I would start Little.
Yeah.
Because Cook off the bench with his speed, he still has
would
that
been,
speed.
Would be insane.
Zippy, man.
Because the biggest problem is, why don't we get Cook when we had him 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And you guys had him also.
Because we had a finals run with him, bro.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And we let go of him for that bloke.
I eat him a Michael Leisha. No. Not only did we let him go.
I seen Michael Leisha out once. Yeah, and I said, I was like, and this year he got sacked.
Yeah.
From, what's his name? What was that coach, bro?
Dean Pay.
And then pay is a call. This guy is right. I'm like, yeah, Makwala, we loved you. I wish you stayed. But get out of my face because we lost Damien Cook.
No. Damien, Michael Innes, we swapped Michael Innes for him.
Yeah.
And then Michael Innes wins a comp. And then we lose Damien. We had Damien Cook run through.
Go.
Damien Cook. He,
was Damien Cook with us before you?
He was with you before us, but he never, I think he played like one first grade game.
He didn't
for
want
you.
Him, but he just really didn't
then
want
you,
him.
Then he got a run up because I think Michael got hurt, and he just killed it. And we made 2015 finals with him because he was scoring.
I still like Kukwala. I still think like in the team like that you're rebuilding, you need a player like him.
100%.
You need an experienced player in that position because like look at Appy at the Tigers, cuz like, I know Appy's. I don't know if you can say he's in his prime, but you know he was unbelievable at Penrith, unbelievable at wherever he was before at South. But now he's a bit old, but he's still good, cuz.
Yeah.
He still has an impact on the team. Mm-hmm. So when the heads drop and Ben Hunt's trying to yell at six people,
yeah.
You got Cook there, you got Val Holmes.
Yeah.
You got some experience, cuz.
You need some experience.
The Deadwood players I'm really referring to is your Fatino Mariners, your new Brunswick. I don't know why you're hunting for players that were literally the worst players on the worst team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Cuz Raymond... Like, we had him for nearly a decade, cuz.
I loved him as well.
We had him for nearly a decade. We nursed him through all the injuries, cuz. The crying and the performances that he came up with last year, I could not believe my eyes, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand how he was a player that you identified as someone you wanted to bring over. He's been all right at times this year, but for the most part, he's... Like, you guys are lazy, man. You guys will have a... good 20-minute stint, and then the next 40 minutes, cuz it's like I've never seen. I've never seen a team 3 minutes into a half with zero line speed like this and be in the eight.
line speed
is the for me. I'm a big line speed guy, bro. That's how I look.
Show us the line speed.
My ACL's good now. But. Well, from a top eight team, I honestly think you guys have one of the worst line speeds I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't agree.
And this is why you cop so many line breaks that Sloan has to clean up.
Yeah,
and he's actually, look, when he can actually utilize his speed, he's all right. Like if somebody makes a line break from the 40, Sloan actually most of the time sniffs it out. I know the defensive issues you're talking about. When you're on your line, he's bad. He's bad when you're on your line, but
because he's got one job as a fullback to defend.
Yeah,
you can't.
You're not convincing Chris today, bro.
Because he's Matt Dufty.
He's Matt Dufty. Because you can't score six tries in the game but concede 17.
Yeah, but because it's the whole thing. It's like, all right, because I can't single-handedly blame Josh Sloan. It's because of your lack of line speed. It makes his job 50 times harder.
Team sport.
Because we've got the likes of Leilua, Jack Bird, Ravalawa, who stands on the other wing for no reason. They don't get off their line.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the first try that Ills scored.
Yeah.
They walk straight past Jack Bird, cuz, and he's on his line. Cuz, step up. How are you going to make a tackle if you're standing on the line?
Cuz, can I just say one thing? You've got the kid on the bench, right? The kid's on the bench. How the... After two Ravalawa knock-ons, and how do you just say, all right, because Jack Bird is at six, is not working.
Yeah.
Hook Ravalawa, move one of the Fiene brothers to the wing, or move Lomax to the wing, and put Jack Bird at center. Because Jack Bird at center at times this year has looked all right.
Yeah.
Defensively especially, even though... But at six, because I don't know why. I know Flanagan's gone, but...
Yeah, but to be honest, like, it's been hard, like, without Flanagan. I wasn't expecting Flanagan to have such a big impact.
I did. Yeah. I expected it, bro.
No, we both did.
I said he just needs to get it with his dad, bro.
Yeah.
I said if we got Shane Flanagan, we'll save a lot of money on... Because there's the halfback market, or the half market's hard, because...
Yeah.
If we got Shane and we have his son, Like, I don't see why he can't hit his ceiling.
Yeah.
But I don't think Shane Flanagan, Cole is like unbelievable.
No, he's not. He does his job.
You need dogs.
He's tough, bro.
He does his job.
Yeah, you need some like rabid dogs with like rabies that bite into people's noses.
I don't know why he started biting people. I can't really look.
With the nose is shoved in your face. Some people are gonna bite. Some people are not. It depends how the level of rabies they have.
Yeah, but also
he was frothing at the mouth after. You know,
I was saying the Dragons fans like. I get it, but it happens 50 times in a game. Yeah, so, like, 100%. You gotta just let it go, man. Yeah, there's no point of sticking up.
She ends up in people's mouths, bro. It's how rugby league is, man.
Just a quick message for the season and for next year for Dragons. Whatever you want, just get it off your brain.
Honestly, this year's been a lot better than what people expected. Everyone tipped us to get the spoon, so I'm happy with where we are. I didn't want us to make the 8. I promise you, ask anyone that actually knows me the last couple of weeks.
False hope.
I didn't want us to make the 8 because we would have got absolutely slapped, and it's not good. I didn't want to make the 8. First of all, I didn't want to make the 8 because I knew we were going to verse the Dogs.
That's the worst.
I'm not going through that because I've been through
losing,
it twice.
Losing to the losing to the Dogs in or losing to the Dogs in the finals because they're not. We would not.
Because we haven't experienced that. And when was the last time we made the finals together?
Never.
Yeah.
And versus each other, I'm saying.
Yeah, I can't remember the last
time. That's what we always speak about. We're like, listen, bro, I know we're
like, I think the last time we knocked you out.
Let's be serious. Imagine we both got to the finals together. Well.
Nah, I'd live in Lebanon if we
Yeah, what?
Never come back.
Because there's people that watch my streams in Lebanon, cuz, all right? So you're probably.
I'll be one of those.
Hectic friend!
I'm really excited for the future with Flanagan. I know we'll have him for a couple of years, and I definitely, like, without a doubt, I know we'll be in the 8 next year. I know, hands down.
Yeah.
This guy's going to bring in some talent. I know I've got so much faith in Flanagan because he gives me Bennett vibes. Yeah. Right, it gives me the time when Bennett came to the Dragons, and to be honest with you, we should have won 4 years in a row with Bennett, but Dragons refused to pay him. Bennett wanted, I think he wanted 3 or 4 years. We only wanted to give him 2 years, bro. This bloke just want us to first.
As if you didn't lock him down, bro.
700 years, and we said no. But it's clear that if there's a new vision, Flanagan will make the changes. You can see the. To be honest, if Seraldo, for me, Seraldo wins Coach of the Year, but Flanagan's a close second. Not because, you know, the fence and shit, we get that. But from where people thought we were going to be to where we are, right? No one expected the Dragons other than
loyal Dragons. I don't think it's close. I think he's second. I don't think it's close, but because...
It's not close.
Bennett's winning coach of the year, by the way. So
no, he won't.
He will.
No,
not Bennett. Bellamy. Bellamy's going to win coach of the year.
You reckon?
100%.
Why?
Because he's first. And doesn't matter. The same thing happened 2021. Dez Hasler, 100% coach of the year. He coached... mainly from out of the 8 to top 4, and then he still didn't win. And so, and if Serrado,
that's a good take, but
no, he's gonna win it again. He always wins it, bro. Bellamy does not even want to win it. He doesn't even want to have to say a speech.
Yeah, he's hating life right now. He's got too many of them.
Can you tell me there's a better spine than that Melbourne spine?
Yeah, because the spine was never playing. Like, they've had Wishart in the spine.
Hey, Wishart's good, I'll take him.
Yeah, Wishart.
Oh, what did we say?
100%.
What did we say?
I said the Dragons should take him.
I said the Dragons should open their eyes, because I wasn't a fan of him, bro. Like, bro, you watch him week in, week out, because no Munster.
Well, but they
no
had
Pappenhausen.
No Pappenhausen for half the season. No Munster half the season. Grant was missing through Origin. Like, Jerome Hughes is the only mainstay guy that was there.
And you can play anywhere.
And that's why he should get Dally M, in my opinion, even though I don't think that he will, because the way the NRL awards are stuffed, right? Yeah. But it's not even close, he should win Dally M.
Yeah.
But he won't.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
They're going to chuck what they did to Sean Johnson. Bro.
Yeah. Tommy Turbo's going to win Dally M this year.
100%.
I think so.
With a broken shoulder.
I think Turbo Tedesco will win.
I think Teddy will win it, wallah. I think because they snubbed him in Origin, I think they'll give him something. Legend.
He hasn't been that good, bro.
I don't think it's been that good. I think, but Turbo, the last 10 weeks, since he got hurt, since he came back from injury, he's absolutely.
Who's the most consistent player in the season? For me, I straight away think Jerome Hughes.
Yeah.
I can't see anyone that's been better than Jerome Hughes.
Yeah.
He's obviously going to get 7 of the year. But I can't think of anyone.
Yeah.
How can he not win?
Luai was going good, but the problem with Luai is when Cleary was playing with him, Cleary would have taken 3 max points from a lot of those games.
100%. And Origin.
But Jerome had no Origin, no nothing. Mm. But like Turbo, the thing with Turbo is he knows how to get Dally M points. That's why. This guy won Dally M, but he didn't get injured that much this year, especially the back end of the year, cuz. I know he got injured now, but he probably still gets 3 or 4 points from last week's game, like the Dogs game. So
insane.
I think he's a smoky to win it, but I think he had to finish. He had to be playing next week.
Boys, Sean Johnson.
What a moment.
What a way to go out.
Honestly, let's have a few words for Sean Johnson. I'll start. What a guy. I've said this probably 2-3 weeks in a row, but I really don't care how many times you're going to hear it, because this bloke is just... Because he made you feel like a kid when you watched him. He gave you the joy of watching a bloke do a step and a shimmy and a flick, and his mullet was flicking around. Because it's like Benji vibes, you know what I mean? And he's the guy that had to... After Benji... I don't know if you want to say step it up, but after Benji, be like, look at me, bro. I'm fun to watch. And everyone started watching. So shout out to Sean Johnson. I think they were losing the game by a lot, right?
Yeah, 22-4.
Yeah, 22-4 against the Sharks.
Half-time, while are they down tools?
Against his old club, right? Away, where he used to play for them, right? And just magic fairy tales, because... I mean, tell me about that fairy tale in the end.
Dude, I did not see a comeback coming at all. All right, and I know this has been like the comeback.
They cooked the scriptwriters, brother. They cooked
this week. That was like fairy tale shit, bro. And I'm so happy for him, because while they look like going into halftime, they're down tools. They got one call, went against them. Nah, don't want to play anymore. Because they had like a 50-meter run, it got called back. Because there was a penalty, right?
And they got dirty.
And then they conceded like 2 tries in 5 minutes after that. And they were cooking. Like, Sharks were cooking. And then they scored. And then a sin bin happened. I'm like, okay. Now something can happen. And Sean was starting to feel the energy, cuz. You know, when they, like, the aura, I could see the aura coming off him, cuz.
The lights were shining, like.
Cuz, yeah. And it was just so damn good. He masterminded that one, in my opinion. Mm. He got him home in his last game of the season. And
that's crazy.
I'm happy for him, bro.
That's crazy how sports works, bro.
Yeah. Like I'm happy for him. I love Sean Johnson, but for me, his career, it is filled with disappointment.
Yeah, 100%.
He hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
Right. And I think if he was in a better team, if he wasn't as loyal as he remained his whole career, he would definitely have won a competition. If he went to the Roosters,
The Roosters probably tried to sign him so many times, bro.
And that's what I think. What's a bit upsetting, because he deserves a premiership. He deserves not to go out and win a game. He deserves to actually go out and have won a premiership. But the Warriors are just the Warriors. I don't think they'll ever win anything.
Yeah, because the fact that he made a grand final is like I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but when you carry a team like to a grand final, that's a championship in itself, in my opinion. Yeah, right. Like, it's the Warriors, because they never win. They rarely ever get close to winning. And he gave them 2 legit hopes of winning a title. All right. One with James Maloney, one where he was leading the show, leading the charge. You know what I mean? Because I think if they made the semis last year, no one was expecting it. He'll be remembered for a lot of good. But yeah, I wish he had like a Dally M or something. You know what I mean?
Rob,
like,
the fun, of course.
Because not a lot of people remember how crap the Warriors were before.
Oh, they were.
Last year he carried.
I've got to ask, Hall of Famer potential and immortal?
0% chance of immortal. Zero. Like you can't get like zero.
I think he's
Hall of Famer, 100%. Hall of Famer, I think he's a player that. Everybody, like, he's super iconic. He done a lot for the game. He, you know, he was a very good player for a long time. Like, and
he carries a country on his shoulders too. So, like,
yeah, people don't understand that, bro.
Yeah, everyone knows in New Zealand, rugby league, because of Sean Johnson. You got to remember, rugby league isn't the main sport in New Zealand. It's rugby union.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's put him on the map. Immortal nurtured, right? You got to go to another level. To become
an immortal. Yeah, there's 20 players that can become an immortal.
100%.
Yeah,
like,
there's
past,
like,
and present.
Yeah.
And like,
the only reason I said immortal is
because
of
Woody. Yeah.
No.
Not off, but playing, we know how good he is, but he's saying like influence and impact.
No. He didn't do more for New Zealand than Stacey Jones did. And Stacey Jones isn't an immortal.
How about Benji?
Benji, again, he's not immortal.
He's a Hall of
Famer.
He's a 100% Hall of Famer, but because Stacey Jones for the Warriors... I was telling my barber about this, and like, he's a big Kiwis fan, big Kiwi in general, all right? And he believes like we didn't rename a stadium for Stacey Jones, Simon Mannering. Like, where's their stadium? You know, where's their stadium name? You know, it's a nice gesture, but like,
can I make
he felt like there was more impactful players for New Zealand than Sean, but. Sean was impactful for the culture, cunts, for the for football.
And sometimes, brother, the culture is more important than everything.
Yeah.
What was your?
I got an immortal claim because I got two dogs fans in front.
Let's go, bro.
Beauty.
Yeah, he's an immortal, cuz.
Put him in. Immortal in my eyes. Yeah, Jamie Seville.
Immortal for immortal
because we're humble. We brought a Dragons fan on. It's been good.
Hey,
you
that
were there at that game when
I wasn't at the game, but
I was 9-10 years old, cuz, and he's doing the shuffle in front of Greg Eastwood. I cried, bro. I cried, and if I see him one day, all right. I think he's actually like some of my stuff. I love him. What a player, cuz, by the way.
You know he got sacked today. You know he got sacked
from the coaching job?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I was going to say, the next thing I was going to say, he's an immortal for WNRL coaching, but then he just got sacked.
He's gone. He got sacked today.
Are they doing bad or something? Or just...
Yeah, no, they can't win a game, man.
Yeah, they can't win a game.
He's still an immortal in my
eyes. He's an immortal in your eyes, the same way Hazem's an immortal in ours.
I used to love Jamie South because he was like this little guy that will just make shit happen.
Yeah.
And he used to have that little routine on kicking.
But can I tell you about Jamie Sell, there's one thing that upsets me about him. Even though we won the comp with him, grand final, he was right in front of me. I said, Jamie, can I have your headgear?
Yeah, he said, no.
Nah, it's customer. I was dirty.
That's
Because I would have made money off that.
Yeah. You were going to sell it, bro. You just look like someone that's going to sell it. That's why I didn't give it to you. He probably gave it to some kid and you're like, hey. But here's the thing with... I remember I got a story about Jamie Soward. So Nick Stav, you surely know Nick Stav, right? Nick Stav's a big Dragons fan. Jamie Soward is like his idol, and a real idol. So when I remember when I loved him. So I'm like, cuz, it's his birthday. His birthday's in August, right? I think it's August or 8th of August or something. Mm. And I'm like, cuz, you know what? I saw Jamie Soward on Swish. I'm like, I'm gonna get him a birthday message from Jamie Soward. Yeah, it's like 70 bucks. Who cares? And I feel so bad because I did it and he watched on stream. I was hyping it up for a month because I got it a month before, so I didn't forget. Has someone else got him a Swish from Jamie Soward, but he saw it after my one. So I wasted it. So he got two Swish messages from Jamie Soward showing off the ring, and everything.
Hey, can I just say, I got a dirty example of what's my brother, he got married around 8 years ago, and his missus, my sister-in-law, she's a Bulldogs fan. Fortunately, out of that,
it always clashes, eh?
It's always a problem with these households, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for my brother's wedding, and I'm gonna post a video about it. It was around 10 years ago. I actually got the Dragons mascot to come.
Oh no way!
But when I hit up the Bulldogs, I said, "Listen, you know, my sister-in-law, she's a Dogs fan. Can I get the mascot?" They're like, "No, we can't insurance." I go, "Bro, but I've got the Dragons mascot. At least bring him, let him punch on and stuff like that." They wouldn't allow it. So to whoever runs the Bulldogs channel, just remember, I'm going to need that Bulldogs mascot for my wedding in 3 months. So if you're watching, please. We ended up getting that guy, the Wolverine guy.
Yeah.
He ended up coming to the wedding. So I had both of them come
just
out.
Punching on.
And they were punching on. It was pretty good.
That's
bro,
actually so mad, bro. No one really does that.
I'll put a video about it. I'll get some.
Tag the Bulldogs, bro. They watch our stuff, so they'll probably see your shit, bro.
Yeah. So get in touch with them. Hopefully we can get it for my wedding.
My brook as well, whenever the wedding happens. Thanks, my brother.
Bro. My brook, bro.
Boys, speak about the Chooks. The Roosters, last thing we'll speak about before we just start yarning, but bro.
I was just like that.
Yeah, basically just like that. Sam Walker, listen, when you lose Sam Walker, for me, it's gone.
The season,
well, it's done.
100%.
Because, bro, we've seen what happened when they were blaming Cooper Cronk for training him and then he was out of the squad and Roosters were like, but Roosters were just shit. And then this year, because he's been on one, wallah. He's been chip chasing, flicking
since
balls.
He came back, he's been on one.
Try assists. Yeah. Brother, he's just defensively good. Everything, he's been unbelievable for them. Then he goes with an ACL. Instantly knew. Serious knee injury. I'm like, it's an ACL, cuz. Mm. No one's
reporting. He knew straight away, cuz.
And he knew straight away. And then you got Brendan Smith, hip drop. Gets. I think he's
an ACL,
ACL
too.
As well. The Roosters have a thing with ACLs. Mm. And then Radley gets, I don't know when Radley will be back, but.
No, he's gone. Yeah.
Oh, Radley's gone.
Basically.
The whole season, all of them.
And then I think it was the Guru who came out and said that he doesn't think, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know who said this, but I think it was the Guru. He said the Roosters won't win a game this season. Like, that's it. They won't win another game.
Oh, I agree.
And because as crazy as it sounds to see them in second or third place, I'm like, I might be right. because everyone has to, like, Manu has to become this unbelievable player. And
he has not looked good since coming back.
So
he has
who
not
steps
looked himself.
Up? Manu goes to six?
No, I think they'll get Sandon Smith.
I think they'll get Sandon Smith. But what I'm saying is, as a team, because Sam Walker was filling that void for X Factor and he's doing unbelievable things, I'm not saying the Roosters were shit. Players like that take the limelight a lot. Now Manu really, Manu, Terry, they have to really step it up, cuz. And I think Cecilia has to be like, you know, that player that just does for them and it happens for them to get any sort of result.
Well, he has been really good, but Cecilia's been
very good.
And I look, I'm not.
I've always rated
big signing for them.
There are momentum.
People don't realize that as well. Wallah.
There are momentum team, cuz. Well, are they actually like when people doubt the Roosters? That I hate the Roosters. You know how much the most hated team in NRL, them and Parramatta for me. Because of what my mum did to me. Scarred me for life as a kid. Alright. And Sonny Bill too. Still, I just, and you know. Anyways.
Van Appen battle scars. Battle wounds.
Yeah, that's the blood's suddenness. Because the thing with them is they're a momentum team. If they, and if they, they're very tight-knit group, bro. They rally behind each other, bro. And they love when they're the underdog cars. They did it last year. They nearly beat Melbourne.
Yeah.
Lost in the last like 2 minutes of the game to Willie Wolford Warbrick, you know, because he's the thing, right? I think they'll win if I hope we don't like we probably are going to verse them if they don't verse us, because I think because we beat them once this year and
they're going to be on revenge, bro.
Because now well,
they've got no one really, but
they got I don't think with I think without Sam Walker we can beat them, but the problem that lies is their forward pack is still intact from after Jared comes back. They still got an unbelievable forward pack. Like they're made for finals with that forward pack. If they verse a team like, because if they verse a team like Manly or if they verse the Cowboys, what are they going to nick their Cowboys? That's what I think.
You reckon?
I think they'll beat the team.
Even without Sam Walker?
Because without Sam Walker, because Sandin, when Sam Walker's missing and it's Keary and Sandon Smith, Keary actually plays better. And I know I've seen Keary do this before. I know it was years ago, but I just feel like that when they. They just
season.
Know how to G up for these games, bro. So I don't think they'll win a game until... I think they'll win this week. For sure they'll against, win this week against Souths.
Yeah.
So
well, they got Souths this week?
Cuz, but they got Souths this week. I know Souths will be wanting this, but they're going to pump Souths. I'm telling you, it won't even be close.
Yeah.
It won't even be close. They'll lose to Penrith. All right. Because they always lose to Penrith. They can't beat Penrith or Melbourne.
Shout out Hansy.
I think the last time they beat one of those teams was like the field goal from Latrell Mitchell or some shit.
Oh, well.
You know that, I think that's the last time they beat Melbourne. Cause. One out of their last 20 cards.
That's fucking insane, bro.
So I genuinely think that was the one, the way he kicked the field goal. All right. I might be wrong. Bro, I might be wrong. Rando. No, that's a rando stat. It's a rando stat, cuz. But that second round, I think if they verse... A team like the Cowboys, where they're really light in the middle, they'll probably cop. I think they can get a win. Because the thing is they're battle tested. This whole team is battle tested.
Yeah, well, love that.
They
made
first finals. I think. I know it was a hot take segment. Yeah, from Guru, but and I do see it. For me, I've doubted the Roosters plenty of times in the past because they've been in this situation the last 4 years. Cause where right before finals they cop and lose everybody.
ACLs everywhere.
I'm starting to worry about this because all right, cause if it happens 1 or 2 years in a row, you just say, oh, hold on, bad luck. Cause this is 4 years in a row. Cause now where I don't know what they're doing in training. I don't know if it's something that the way they play. Cause they're breaking down.
I think
back
it's just
into
luck
the year
too, bro. Like
it is bad luck. The Sam Walker because you can. It's also I feel like conditioning, bro. All right, whether they're working too hard, putting too much stress. The Sam Walker one was very awkward, all right? But it's beyond just a coincidence for me. Like, I think you got a point.
There's something wrong. Yeah.
There's something that they're doing wrong.
I've never seen more injuries than this year. Or for all teams.
Yeah.
All teams, concussions, injuries, leg injuries.
Yeah, bro.
Melbourne
missed out.
Two years ago, there was like...
Yeah, there was that one season.
The first year, the first year of the set restarts, bro. ACL century.
But that's because there wasn't stoppages in the game, right? And it was
boom.
Just too quick.
Yeah.
It's too
players
quick.
Are going.
So they weren't used to it.
But you can even know it's an unlucky... Because I did mine, cuz. Fuck, bro. If you just land bad one time, I was gassed at the end of my final, cuz. I didn't want to get blocked by my mate. Land wrong. That's it. 3 years I haven't played. 2.5 years I haven't played. Like that.
Scary, bro.
It's AIDS, bro. It's terrible to rehab this shit. But... If I was better conditioned, it wouldn't have happened. If I didn't weigh so much at the time, it wouldn't have happened. If I wasn't playing 3 sports a week, it probably wouldn't have happened, right? It's happening too much to the Roosters specifically. The last 4 years, they had like one of the worst injury years a few years ago, and it still continues. And it's always towards the back end of the year, especially where they lose all these players. I can't help but think there's something that they're doing that is different from other teams that causes their players to break down. Maybe it's the way they play. Maybe it's the workloads that are expected from certain players. Like, I know Victor Raleigh gets through a lot of work, But it's Victor Radley specifically. He cops it every year.
Yeah, he cops it. Three and times he's playing year, back. He's suspensions playing, and injuries as well.
He's
bro.
Been playing back row a lot of year compared to a lock. It's a lot less work playing in the back row.
Yeah, on the edge a bit.
All right, because so on that. So I'm surprised that it happened to him this year. I thought they were moving him to an edge because number one to give him a break during the regular season. Number two because they have Nafaru White. You know what I mean?
To pack him
like,
in the middle.
Like they got some guys that can play lock, but it's tough. Like I just, I don't because since Travis left. Injuries galore.
Mm.
And we had Travis last year. All of our players got injured because they had the work they were doing the year before, the years prior, and the years, and what the work they were doing last year was not normal. It was the close. Biggest. So they were all breaking down because they weren't conditioned properly. Now you can see the work that they've done over the last two preseasons and all last season.
They're getting they're catching
we
up
are
now.
Super fit. And we've been relatively healthy this year compared to some other players.
Yeah, yeah,
the only players that are really getting injured is Adokar, which is all like
it's just you can't escape that those injuries.
Like Adokar starting to get up there with age, and you know he's just getting he's getting a bit unlucky.
And I think he lands
the boys in the middle because they're playing big minutes. You know we're requiring them to do a lot. They're just getting belted, but the guys out wide, they're not really. We haven't really copped that many injuries this year.
Nah, they've been very lucky actually. The dogs this
year. It's scary. Some of it is luck, but I do think they've really worked hard, and the training sort of plan that we have is creating players that.
Yeah, but this
at the end of the day, because it's when you are tired, you have a way higher risk of getting injured.
100%.
That's why they're moving towards because I'm doing my ACL rehab now, and I'm gonna start this thing where. Because they're literally getting people to do answer questions as they're doing their workouts, right? Because when you're tired, your brain's not working properly. So if you can strengthen that connection between your brain and what's going on, and you can stay like, because I injured mine because I lost concentration for like that. You know what I mean?
Wow, bro.
1 second
connects your
I stopped. Like my brain wasn't working for 0.5 seconds, and I didn't know where my legs were. And there you go. 2.5 years no basketball. You know, but. They're getting better at working out how to get them stronger and how to stop them from happening. The amount of ACLs that happen now,
in just 6 months you're good.
It's a lot quicker rehab because they've gotten a lot better. It's down to a science now how to get players back quickly. You know what I mean? But
Roosters, man, Chris,
it's
what do you reckon?
Rough, bro.
They don't win a game.
Oh, I don't think they win a game. I think they lose this week. And to be honest, they probably rest some players this week because what's the point? Right?
They're already there anyway. They'll be good. Like they're in the top four.
Yeah, but they could. I think but if Sharks win, then they're fourth, and they're going to versus Melbourne.
Ooh, away as well.
So it's gonna be away either way, I believe, because there's no way they lose to the Titans. Wait, are you playing in Gold Coast? Yeah, no, there's no way they lose. Hot box maybe, but not.
I do think they have the best forward pack part in the game. To be honest,
the Roosters,
best forward pack,
not normal,
and
bro.
when their back line is alive and injured, you can't beat them.
Nah,
I don't know how they fit them under that salary cap, which we know that they don't have one.
Yeah, and
we get that.
They got 7 million next year, bro.
But their 1-7 and their forward pack is not normal.
Yeah, like, you can't compete with them.
Unbelievable, and that's why I actually tipped them, and you've probably seen the video like 2 months ago that. Roosters was my team to win the comp, and my dark horse was the Dogs, you know, to be honest with you. They're the teams that I had, because obviously Penrith's Penrith, right? We know they're going to be there. Storm are going to be there. But I had Roosters there. I think they could beat anyone on their day, but now, after the weekend, I've ridden them on.
As well, on my preseason predictions, now looks
obviously,
had Storm out of the eight,
this guy,
and then I had Warriors winning.
So
had Warriors winning the comp, bro.
Well, I actually had
Para for second.
I had Para in my top four.
Yeah,
I had Warriors in my top four. That was the main one.
Because
Dragons finishing eighth, and they've obviously just missed out.
I can't remember what I had used.
But my biggest one was I had.
Yeah, I'm second last.
No, I had Raiders second last.
Yeah, I had.
So
I had
now
the,
I'm
well,
like
they
a,
are pretty close.
Yeah, but like they
four.
Were better than second last.
I had the Dogs missing the eight. I had the Dogs
so
at nine.
Yeah.
I had Dragons at eight. But I got Para right. I got Storm. I got Para right. I got South.
You
right,
said Para.
Well, yeah.
Voila.
In my video, check it on TikTok.
Wow.
I only got the Tigers right, cuz. I got the Tigers right.
I had Tigers to win the Spurs. Everyone had Tigers to win the Spurs.
How do we know? We don't know yet.
More people had you to win the Spurs than the Tigers.
We don't know yet, cuz.
I know, cuz. I know.
One sec. Before we finish, Chris.
Yeah, cuz that's
Spoon Bowl. Who wins it? Quick stuff. Who
Tigers.
Wins it? Tigers are going to win the Spoon.
No, Tigers are going to beat Eels.
Yeah,
okay, so Parramatta is going to.
You have Eels in last.
I had Tigers to come last.
Yes, I'm. Look, man. Campbelltown cars.
Yeah, that's Tigers sold
are,
out.
Tigers are winning cars.
Sold out.
Tigers
too,
are
bro.
Winning.
Tigers will win.
Parramatta will be winning and they'll blow the lead.
Guys, I reckon Tigers should win and then come to Belmont and have with us.
Oh, I'm down. I'm
straight
down.
Out. Just bring hey, them and have a look.
Have them. You seen
I went to Belmont on Friday.
No, the cops cars.
There was no one there.
Obviously.
But there was cops on every single corner. We didn't wait
everywhere cops
like,
now.
We're like, hey, they lost. Just go
they lost, go home, cuz. Oh, you never know, mate. These guys are hoons. Even if they lose, they'll celebrate.
Cuz, I went to Joe Bell's Cafe the other day.
I seen, yeah.
And she told me that there's that people are getting fined left, right, and center.
No
like
way.
They're
parking.
No, cuz. Honk the horn.
We get a fine for honking the horn?
Yeah, you do, bro.
$400 and like three demerit points.
Illegal,
they were getting,
bro.
They were nicking
yeah,
everyone
illegal.
Left, right, and center. They will every car that
you
drive
know why, you know
every
why,
car that
well,
drive past
what, they have to do something because people live there, bro. They have
yeah.
to do something to stop
but,
it.
Yeah.
I get that, but this
but,
is what you want.
But, no, but this is what we want. But the locals should understand. Like you live in this area.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
is what's
gonna
happen. There's
a Bulldogs area.
Yeah. Like wallah, if you find everyone, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
Blue Blacks don't burn us in front of cops.
No, they wouldn't. I think look in the finals. Let it go. In regular season.
Yeah, relax in regular.
Look,
season.
Relax.
People live there, bro. Wallah.
But no, but if the cops are doing this. In the for finals, bro.
Nah, they won't do
like,
it in finals.
Like 80,
well,
like.
Oh. Nah, I actually don't think they'll do it in finals.
Yeah.
So, boys, you don't think? Actually, so you think Tigers are not going to win the wooden spoon?
Yeah.
Parramatta are going to win the wooden spoon.
I think Parramatta.
One last question before we wrap up, before we do our tips, right? Who's making the last spot in the eight? Quick stuff.
I said they're going to miss the eight. I think it's going to be Dolphins.
So you got Dolphins, Newcastle, Dragons, and Canberra.
I'm going to go Newcastle. I think even that winger, Fletcher Sharp, is a gun. Ponga's coming good. They're at home.
I think if
you're not going to turn up at home
uh-huh.
in Newcastle...
You know they're going to turn up, but I just... I can't doubt Wayne, bro. And
yeah,
people
I'm
were saying
you,
I was doubting his lineup last
I'm
week.
I'm the same as you, bro.
I was making... I know I started the video with like, what the f***? But I wasn't doubting. I didn't see the proposed lineup changes.
Yeah.
So when I saw... The lineup that I thought was going to be there, and I looked at the game, I'm like, what the hell's this? This bloke's here. It's because he just flipped the script, cuz.
Flip Guardiola.
The element of surprise, cuz. I said the element of surprise.
He loves it, Bennett, bro.
You don't know what you're defending. You don't know what you're defending.
As a Dragons fan where Bennett took us, we had an average team who he turned into legend.
He's the greatest of all time, cuz. He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's not
modern. Forget what he's done, cuz. Look at his age and look at people still want him. That's it. It's done. Boys, let's get into our tips quickly before we wrap up. First game of the round. Is I looked at you because I thought of the Dolphins. I don't know why. I'm just hates the Dolphins. Broncos in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
I'm not watching that game. Yeah. I probably will. I'm going to go Melbourne. Oh, a lot of players being rested.
Nah, they're not resting them this weekend.
They're not?
They're not resting them.
We don't know until tomorrow, really. But
nah, Bellamy said they're not going
to
rest them.
Okay. Then definitely Storm.
Because I'm going Melbourne anyway. Yeah. Even if they rest
Storm.
All that.
They better rest Pappenhausen.
Hey, he only rested them when I had my supercoach when I needed them to play there.
He better rest Pappenhausen.
1-12?
Yeah. Melbourne 13 plus.
Melbourne 30 plus?
Melbourne 30 plus.
I'm going Melbourne 30 plus as well. Tigers and Para. Spoon bowl.
Tigers
1-12.
Tigers.
Last minute winner.
Tigers
1-12. I'm going to go Tigers 13 plus, bro. Straight up. After that win that the Para got, because that's depletion.
Bro.
So our Souths and the Roosters.
I'm going to go Roosters 13 plus here.
Has this fixture ever been this deflated in its life, because?
Yeah,
like, no one cares about it.
Not in a long time.
Souths?
No, Roosters 13 plus.
I'm going to go Roosters by 6.
Ooh, yeah, I'll go...
Forward pack, bro.
Shout out, I'll go Roosters by 12, 1-12. Mm. Dragons in Canberra. Chris, you go first.
Canberra.
Canberra 13 plus,
bro. Canberra will probably, I reckon.
No, Elliot Whitehead.
Bro, hey, what happened?
Elliot Whitehead.
Cuz, what happened to Jamal? Why didn't he play last week? Like yesterday.
Injured, was he injured? Yeah, I
sent
him out of his year. I don't know what the injury
was. Is it bad?
Nah, I don't think so.
If Jamal plays, I'm thinking 13 plus.
Okay, so you're going 13 plus?
Yeah.
Canberra by 26.
I'll go Dragons 1-12. I just feel like the game means nothing. They're just going to win it.
Yeah, but when there's 1 ounce of pressure on them, they lose. That's exactly why I don't like
Dogs and Cowboys.
I'm going to go Cowboys 1-12.
I'll go Dogs.
Without Matt Burden, bro, it's going to be tough.
I'm going to go Dogs 1-12, bro. I believe.
Whatever the dog picks.
Yeah.
Whatever the dog picks, bro.
Penrith and the Titans.
Panthers.
13 plus or 40 plus? 13 plus. Right.
Panthers 13 plus.
Do we see Cleary back
anytime
soon quickly?
I think we should rest him for week one, honestly. But
all right, so we're not going to see. Manly and Cronulla.
I'm going to go Cronulla 1-12.
I'm going to go Cronulla 1-12.
No
I'm
turbo.
Go Manly, I was so confident last week. No turbo. See you later. The last one, Newcastle and Dolphins. This one's for Dan.
My God, that Sunday, those Sunday games are good.
That's a good Sunday game,
like,
bro.
Like, I had my mate's final. I was thinking of skipping it, but I don't know if I can, eh?
Watch on your phone.
I'm going to go Dolphins 1-12.
I'm going to go Newcastle by 7.
I'm going to be going for Newcastle, but just so I want Dan to be happy.
Because you know what? Fuck Zach Wayne Bennett, bro. I'm going to go Newcastle. I'm going to go Newcastle because that place is going to be beaming. Because those fans, bro, they give me EPL fans vibes. Wallah. They're just roaring. Newcastle, 13+. You heard it here first on Ajibis Couch. Boys, anything you want to say before we leave? Chris, we have to hang out more. We have to watch more games together. Definitely when we set up our do our streaming.
Top 4, they mathematically still.
No.
Move! Stop giving me hope, bro.
We have to win by we have to win 30, and Sharks have to win by have to lose by 50, bro.
Freddie, I love you.
All right.
Shout out to Freddie, Hectic Fred, and shout out to Mr. Chris. Follow him on all his socials, please. Everywhere, he's actually honestly a funny bloke, and I don't really like watching a lot of Lebo content creators. I think it's a bit people imitate us too much, where they're like, "Oh, Marky."
Well, they're not genuine.
He's original, cuz.
Jiski, Marky. All right, bro, relax, cuz.
Cuz is that video not like that video is iconic,
but. All right, but like, do you see how many videos came after that video?
Yeah.
He's like, stop, you know what I mean? Leave the guy. So yeah, no, but I really like his content, and he's a Dragons fan, but we do love each other, so there's no hatred against us. Love you all. Take it easy. Stay Ajibe.
Thank you.